Welcome, everybody, to the Environment and Natural Resources Committee. Hi. They will start with introductions first. Representative Innes.
Thank you, Senator. My name is Melissa Walsh Innes, and I am a representative from the town of Yarmouth. Welcome today.
Good afternoon. I'm Jim Parker. I represent District 18, which is part of Arnold, part of Bangor, and the town of Easy.
Good afternoon. My name is Denise Harlow, and I represent District 116, which is part of Portland.
I'm Bob Duchesne, House District 13, just north of Old Town.
And the co-pilot seats, Jim Hamper, District 100, Mechanic Falls, Otis Field, Oxford.
Good afternoon. My name is Seth Goodall. I'm a state senator from Richmond, representing all of Saginaw County and the town of Dresden in Lincoln County.
And here comes Representative Welsh. And I'm Senator Tom Saviello. I represent District 18, which is all of Franklin County except for one town, parts of Somerset and parts of Kennebec. Representative?
Hello, Joan Welsh, District 46, Camden and Rockport.
Okay. We're going to begin the process. The first thing I need to tell you is that if you have your cell phone on and it rings, that you'll have to pay $5. And it didn't work, but that's all right. We'll try another time. Be careful. I have phone numbers. We're going to do this like we've done our public hearings before, where first will be the sponsors of the bill. I see Senator Martin, Representative Martin is here. And then I'm going to ask the department to kind of give us an oversight, more detailed of the rules. They will not be on the clock. Then I will ask those that are in favor of it, and we'll run a 20, and I'm going to be very open in this particular hearing because there's a lot of questions and a lot of information that needs to be done. I'll run a 20-minute clock, but however, if there's a conversation going on, we'll work through that. But I will let people come back up and testify if there's more information that needs to be gathered, which is a little different than we've done before because I need to get that information out here. We'll do 20 minute for, 20 minute against, and then 20 minutes of neither for nor against. And then we will go back into a rotation of a total 20 minute block, but try to ask you to keep within that time frame. But again, we're going to be very flexible with this process. The intent will be, I'm sure this committee will have maybe one or two questions. There'll be a work session scheduled for Monday afternoon, where we'll continue to work this bill throughout the week next week. So there may be information that will be asked for or other information you want to provide. What I will do is, again, during that time, we'll be very open to comments, questions, and what are we describing it as, Susan? Kind of a public information participation comment, public comment period. So it'll be very open to gathering more data and testimony without really being a public hearing. But this is in order for us to move this through. And we will continue to work it in that same fashion throughout the time. Because, again, there will be a lot of questions, I'm sure, that we want to get to the bottom of. I'm trying to think, is there anything else? Anything else that the committee can think about? Or no? Okay with that?